Today, I just want to talk to you about just something that God has been sharing with me and speaking to me and encouraging me with, and I hope that it encourages you tonight. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you want to get that in your Bibles. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the eternal weight of glory. The eternal weight of glory. The eternal weight of glory. So I'm just going to read 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. And it says this: "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self wasting away, our inner outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen." I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, "I think you've gained some weight. And it looks good on you." Don't forget that part. "And it looks good on you." All right. Amen. I know when I said that, some people were going to go, "What?" You know. But I think you've gained some weight, and I think it looks good on you. The Bible tells us, Paul is talking to us about momentary afflictions. And what he's talking about, these momentary afflictions are what? They are preparing us. They are showing us who we are, and they're also showing us who our God is. Sometimes we can put more trust in ourselves and our ability to deal with hardship, sickness, or trial than on the Lord. We are strong and we can handle whatever comes our way, but God did not create us to be independent of him, but he created us not to handle things on our own, but he wants us to rely on him and depend on what he can do in us and for us. There's a reason why he is the creator and we are the what? Creatures. He says in Psalms 100, it tells us, "Know that the Lord, he is God, and he has made us, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He is our shepherd." The scriptures go on and they tell us that with God, all things are what? Possible. It says, and another place it says that, "Is there anything too hard for who?" So it's God. It's God. It's not us, because we can find ourselves in situations where it is hard for us, but it's never hard for God. So we have to what? We have to keep our priorities in order. We have to keep things in perspective, in right perspective. In Hebrews, it says that we are to what? Look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. It says, "Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down" where? "At the right hand of the throne of God." That's the God that we serve. And guess what? We're right there with Christ. Ephesians says to us, because of the great love which he loved us, he says that even when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us what? Alive together with Christ. By grace, you and I have been saved. And we've been raised up with him and seated in him and seated us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So what God is doing in us, what God is doing in us, when the scripture tells us about these momentary light afflictions that are preparing us, preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, God is doing an eternal work in you and I. Through these afflictions, through the things that we may go through the hardships sometimes that we may experience, God is doing an eternal work in us. He's doing an eternal work in us. The work that God is doing in us, it does not stop. It doesn't stop with your trial. When your trial stops, the work that God is doing in us is continuing. It's an everlasting work. It's an enduring work. And every day we're being what? We're being made more and more like him. Every day we're being made to understand why he sacrificed his life for us. We are being made to understand, the love that God had in his heart for mankind when he gave his life on that cross. And that same love begins to permeate us, and it begins to work in us. And we find ourselves in situations and places where we are willing to give our lives for the sake of what others that are around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in Psalm 90, it says, before the mountains were brought forth, and ever thou hast formed the earth, the world, and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is not just here to get us out of a difficult situation. That unending work that he's producing in us is perpetual, meaning that he does something in us, but what he does in us also begins to do something in others around us. That's the God that we serve. Some of you here today may be going through a trial or a difficult time. And you may be wondering, am I going to get through this? What I'm learning is that there was a saying that people would always say that God wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. But I don't believe that. I believe that many times God will put things on you that you cannot bear, because he wants to show and demonstrate his power in us. This is what God desires to do. If we were always able to handle everything, there would be no need for him. There would be no need for him. Sometimes God has to do things in our lives to show us where our strength really lies. And for some reason, sometimes when you've been in the church or in Christ for so many years, sometimes we feel that that gives us this invincibility, that we never suffer, we don't go through trials, but that is... it's just not true. It's just not true. God wants to show himself great. God wants to show us that he is sufficient for everything that we need. That's the God that we serve. So that when we find ourselves in a situation, we're not looking to our own strength to deliver ourselves out, but we turn our focus, we set our eyes on Jesus, and then he's the one who is able to show us how to respond in trial. How to respond in trial. Sometimes when we're dealing with a difficulty, we don't really know how to respond or how to react. But we can just go to the Lord and say, God, I need your help. I need your help in this. We don't have to act as though, because we've known the Lord for so many years, that we're not supposed to, that we're self-sufficient. We're just not. We're not. It means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Our years mean nothing. It's our dependence. It's our dependence on Jesus. One thing is that this is an eternal work that God is doing in you and I. And so the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you and I. When you find yourself overwhelmed, the Bible says that even when our hearts are overwhelmed, what he's greater than our hearts. He is greater than our hearts. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you and I every single day. Every single day. Some of you may be going through difficulties. Maybe it's something in your home. Maybe it's an issue. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's with your children. Maybe it's something on the job. But God is greater than every situation that you will ever face. He's greater today. He's greater today. And not only that, but he fights from heaven for you. God is fighting from heaven for you. You're not going through this by yourself. He is with you. Even as I look out here today, I see some of my friends, and I hope I'm just going to share some things. She's smiling at me. I'm just going to share some things. I know that sometimes God will ask us to do things that just doesn't make sense. Amen, brother. Sometimes God will ask you to do things that just don't make sense to you. Everyone around you is saying, like, why are you doing that? Or why are you doing this? But even as I look out here, even as Yuka came up here today, I remember one day we were sitting in a room upstairs, and we all knew and felt that God was speaking to us. And he was speaking some deep things to about what he wanted to do and how he wanted to use our lives. And we were looking at each other and we didn't understand, but we knew that God was speaking. And then to see him up here today, and he's pastoring a church in Finland. And if you would have asked him if that was something that he was going to do, then I think at that point he was going to be a youth pastor, right? He was going to be a youth pastor. But when God has spoken something, you know, it's just amazing to me that when he speaks something to us, it's already done. It's already done. He's the God that prepares for us what in advance. So by the time you hear it, it's already everything, all the provision, everything that is needed for him to accomplish his will in your life, it is already done. It's already done. It's already done. Praise God. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians, it goes on to say, talk about this, that we are, there's treasures in jars of clay. It says this, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show the surpassing power so that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. It says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. It says, persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that what? The life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. He was talking to the people. He was saying to them, listen, we may suffer, we may go through different things, and we may be persecuted. He said, but it's for your sake. It's for your sake. So we'll deal with the persecution. Our God is able to keep us. He even said, you know, I can be content. Whatever state I find myself in, I can be content in that state. He said, but for your sakes, I'll suffer. I don't mind suffering because I know that the life of Christ is being produced in you. Sometimes you might go through things, and it may not even be that it's necessarily something having to do, but there may be someone, maybe it's your child, maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your brother, your sister, your mother, or your father, but God is doing something in you, and he's trying to show them his love, his faithfulness, his goodness, his patience, his long-suffering. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes, and I'm just going to just share from my heart, sometimes you might see, maybe you might see me up here singing. I might be saying something, but it's deeper than just a song. It's deeper than just a song. There's something that God is doing in my heart. There's something that God is doing in my life. And sometimes I might be singing about something that I don't really know what the end is going to be. But I know the God that I serve. And I know that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ask or think. That's the God that we're talking about today. So if we're singing a song called Waymaker, hallelujah. If we're singing a song called Waymaker, it's because I know that God is able to make a way. It's not just a song. It's greater than a song. Even when I don't see it, I know God is working. Even when I don't feel it, I know that God is working. I can say, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. God, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me, God. Now, my Savior, I come to you. Hallelujah. 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 Even in your difficult days, even in your trials, there's still a song in your heart because you know who your God is. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he lives today. Hallelujah. 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 I just want to encourage someone here today. And you might feel like you're facing the trial of your life. But I just want you to know there will be glory after this. There will be glory after this. See, God is putting some weight on you. You know, when a fighter goes to fight, you know, he has to be in a certain weight division. And if he doesn't weigh enough to be in that weight division, what happens? He has to increase his diet. Some of you are going through some things because God is increasing your diet. He's putting some weight in you. He's giving you the ability to stand, and not just be knocked over every time the enemy comes and like a flood. He's going to raise up that standard, but he's going to give you a sure footing to stand on. God is putting weight on you. Don't despise it. Just ask God to help you in it. And he's going to provide for you everything that you need. Everything that you need. Everything that you need. He's going to give you peace. He's going to give you joy. God is going to equip you with all that you need for life and godliness. God will do it for you. And I know that he will because he does it for me every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Hallelujah. He's putting weight on you. He's putting weight on you. And that weight will also help you to what? See those things that are not seen. It's going to help you to see those things that are not seen. It's going to increase your faith, your trust in the Lord. When you allow him to just take you through, to carry you through, you don't have to be strong. But we can, in our weakness, what? His strength is made perfect. Let God show his perfect strength in your life. Let him do that for you. Let him do that for you. You know, I thank God for just the body of Christ. In this passage, he's talking to the church. He's telling them something. You know, and they prayed and, you know, like he's telling them. And we need sometimes to encourage one another. Encourage one another. Because sometimes you might be going through something that I'm going through. But when you are able to just share, and I'm not saying you tell every detail of your life, but when you are able to share and encourage someone else, God will use your life, use your life. Look at how he used his life in this passage of scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God for just everything that he has done. When I look out here, I see so many testimonies of just God's faithfulness. I see Layla. Layla got baptized on Sunday. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And God is giving her the strength to just go forward in Christ, to move away from things and to just come closer to Christ. I see friends here who God has touched their bodies, healed them. God has delivered their children. Delivered their children. It's the faithfulness of God. And sometimes it can feel like a trial that is so heavy and so hard. But God is working in it. God is working in it. And he's doing things that maybe when you sit there in it, you just like, I can't even see God. How are you going to do this? It just seems so hard. But God is good. God is faithful. God is all powerful. He can restore homes. He can restore marriages. He can save your children. He can provide for you. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a song, it's called Corinthian Song. And it's really ministers to my heart, especially in this season of my life. And I just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, I am troubled, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair. I'm a vessel full of power, with a treasure none can compare. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. With a treasure from the Lord, bruised and battered, but not broken, born in sin, from sin set free. Power with a treasure hidden in me. So we thank you, Father, for your power. It has resurrected me. Circumstances that my poor soul could not flee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know who's out there tonight. or what you may be faced with, even going home, you know, sometimes you can go home and that could be the place where you have your biggest battles, or what you may be facing on the job tomorrow. But I just want you to know that there's no thing, no power, no problem that's too hard for your God. That you don't have to face anything alone. That God is with you. He is for you. And if you're here today, and maybe you've been doing things kind of on your own, you know, just trying to handle everything yourself. Maybe you're not in a relationship with the Lord, and you've been just handling your life the best way you know how. I just want you to know today, He wants to be your helper. He wants to come alongside you. You know why? Because He already knows your future. He already has a plan for you. But He's just waiting for you to invite Him to come in, so He can lead you and direct your life. It's as simple as just Pastor Tim tells us all the time, ABC. Just admit that you need His help. Admit that the way that you've been living your life is not really producing the results that maybe you wanted it to produce. Admit that you've been living your life outside of really what His plans and purposes are for you. And usually when we say that we've been living independently of God, it's just called sin. I'm just living my life outside of what God is saying. And if you would just believe today, believe that God can change you. Just believe. He said that if you believe, that He would save you. Just confess, just say, God, I think I'm ready for a change in my life. If you're here today and you're like, God, I really do need your help. I'm not doing so well with this thing called life. And if you would like to just receive Christ today, it's very simple. It's very simple. All you have to do is just tell Him yes. So if you're here today and you want to invite Christ to just come in and be Lord of your life, and you want to experience His plan, what He created you to be, if you're here today and you want that, I'm just going to ask you just slip your hand up wherever you are. No pressure. No pressure at all. Just slip your hand up. We just want to pray. I see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.